show when?
Exactly. We're going to do what she wants. There's no question. And therefore, you're saying
so it's... So give up to the reality of that. That's real inner wisdom.
That's it. It's over. But it doesn't feel good. We're going to be wasting a very good opportunity.
Who told you marriage would feel good all the time?
Oh, I understand. So just let her make all the decisions and that's the end of it?
No, let her win. Because 98% of the time she will anyway, isn't that right?
It's a good point.
And if she... This is wise stuff. Listen to me. Because even when you win, when you actually win, don't you feel terrible?
I feel guilty, whatever that means, the G word.
What, is it feeling guilty, feeling terrible?
Yeah.
Yeah, you can't win. So let her win, because you can't win. Even when you win, you feel guilty, you feel terrible afterward. It took me 7 years of being married to figure this out. I'm giving it to you all at once.
So just the wives of the world make the decisions, and that's the end of it. We're done.
No, you pretend like you decided if it makes you feel better, but always let her win in the end, or else you suffer badly.
If I knew that was the way to live, then I could do it, I guess.
I'm not even joking.
It just feels like...
I'm really not joking. I mean, I know I'm saying it jokingly, but I mean it.
So it
it's something about how what happens between men and women in a marriage.
And it's got to do with letting the woman make the decision. That's okay.
It has to do with the energy between a, it has to do with the energy. This is what I figured out to the best of my ability. It has to do with female energy and male energy. And the male always ends up, at least in humans, always ends up feeling bad if they can't give to the female, if they can't make the female happy. So you lose either way. Once I figured out I lose no matter what, it became easy to give in or to say, or to pretend like I decided, and then she's really happy with me because I decided what she wanted. There's all kinds of great tricks for a happy marriage. This is a real good one.
And this is consistent with that I don't make any decisions. They're all made for me.
This is consistent with recognizing the truth of marriage. Nothing else.
So it doesn't have to do with the first subject or the subject.
No, it's just...
It's just a bonus tip. It's just a side.
This is just... You know, it's painful for me to get this knowledge. I had to suffer a lot. So this is just like an extra.
Oh, boy.
Now, if the wife wins, she doesn't feel guilty.
No.
Ah.
She says she does, though.
If she wins, she feels like that's what was supposed to happen. See, what should have happened, happened, and I finally got him to see the light. Right. Not because women are obstinate. I'm not saying anything anti-female. Because that's how the female energy works. It's very based on an inner sense. It's based on feeling like it's more intuitive. I know.
Yeah. I figured that a long time ago. If she's happy, I'm happy.
That's exactly what I'm trying to teach our friend.
Oh, yeah, it really works.
And if she's not happy, you'll be miserable. It's really self-preserving, and it's really taking care of yourself. It's really being good to yourself. Because when my wife wasn't happy, she was not happy this much, but I was not happy. I was miserable. Not because she made me miserable. I just felt so bad that she wasn't happy. That's how we're constructed, apparently. It seems that way to me, at least.
If you love her, you want her to be happy.
No, if you don't want to be miserable.
But, no, wait. Couldn't you actually look at that and say, okay, isn't there another way to do it besides just giving in, approaching it and saying, this is what I would like, and this is what she would like, and if there can't be some sort of meshing, either he agrees or she agrees, that you could...